For those of you who have missiles, your own personal missiles, I hope you reread the liturgy of today, in particular the magnificent antiphons, the introit, and the gradual and alleluia. Very beautiful, beautiful antiphons that are connected to the saint whom we venerate today, who adorns our church, our shrine, Saint Thérèse de Jésus de la Santas, Saint Teresa of Jesus, of the Child Jesus, of the Holy Face. And of course, here too we have a devotion to the Holy Face of Christ. For the Father has revealed that whomever he sees through the face of his Son, he will see through rose-colored glasses. So have a devotion to the Holy Face. But we have this feast of this wondrous saint, who when she died was so seemingly insignificant. All the Carmels are supposed to notify the rest of the Carmels in the world, so-and-so has died, because they never heard of her. And the Mother Superior said, what am I going to write about her? There's nothing to say. Well, there was lots of things to say. And of course, people expect grandiose things of saints. They don't realize that oftentimes saints are most grandiose in the tiny little things that they do. And of course, as a result, and also the antiphons that the church has gifted her with, she is known as the little flower. And of course, she said, and of course, if any of you were to say this, I would say, what kind of pride is that you have? She said, I will spend my heaven casting roses upon the earth. And of course, that's a very proud statement to make, in a sense, because only those to whom God has revealed it know that they are going to be saved in heaven. The rest of us are working, struggling, suffering, and doing penance. And we must. And of course, you know, a lot of people, they want all kinds of favors. Favors, favors, favors. But they're not willing to pray and to suffer for those favors. And I think, you know, in this day and age when we are in this country in such horrible turmoil, most Catholics couldn't care less who the next president is. So God may punish us because most Catholics don't care. But anyway, that's another story. But that's the way I feel. That's what I really feel. In the meantime, St. Thérèse de Lisieux, her father and mother, whose tombs we have visited, are both canonized saints of the church. St. Martin and Zélie, who were wonderful, very, very holy, a couple. They raised their five daughters. All five of them became nuns. Four became Carmelites. One became a visitation, a visitandine nun. And her cause also is up for canonization. There are several of them. But the father and mother already are canonized. She was only 24 when she died in 1897. And she, from very young childhood, she lost her mother. She took her oldest sister as a mother, and the sister went to the Carmel. Then the second sister, and then she went to the Carmel. So then she says, I'm taking Mary as my mother. I'm not putting up with this anymore. It's too difficult. And the Blessed Mother became her mother. At one point, she was very, very ill with a fever, and of course, in those days, as today too, but not so much today, a fever. That was what killed many people. And she was dying, and then she saw the statue in her room, which is still there. If you go to Lisieux, you will see. There, she is called the Madonna of the Smiling Face. The Blessed Mother turned to her and opened her arms and smiled, and she was healed immediately. And of course, it was a miracle. Her life was filled with miracles. Then she wanted to enter the Carmel like her sisters, but she was too young. So she went to the bishop, and he says, "You're too young. Go to the Pope." So she says, "Okay." So her father took her, and by the way, it's Louis, St. Louis Martin. Louis took her to the Pope in a pilgrimage, and they were told, "Don't you dare talk to the Pope. Don't you dare speak or touch or anything." And she ran right up, knelt in front of Pope Leo XIII, and touched his knees and said, "Your Holiness, I beg you, please do something so that I can enter the Carmel in Lisieux." And the Holy Father, St. Pope Leo, should be St. Leo, but we have other things in the agenda nowadays, said, "My child, you are too young, but go back to the bishop and to the Carmel, and you will be allowed." In other words, he knew that it was going to happen. So she entered very, very young, and she was a light of holiness for the Carmel, as convents of the Carmelite order are called, by the way, both of men and of women. And then, and one of the things she did, for those of you here who deal with the sacred linens and the sacred vessels, and of course they used gloves, they did not touch them directly. She dealt with the linens and the sacred vessels. And there's a famous picture of her putting the communion host inside the ciborium, counting them out to make sure that they had the right amount. You know, sometimes the super trads get all hyper about nothing. They don't know the real history of the church. But that is the history of the church. So St. Therese did that. But they did wear gloves. Anyway, she did many things. She became the novice mistress, which is basically the one who teaches the new nuns, the new girls that come in, and present them into the order. And then, all of a sudden, as she was told in the revelation, she got sick, and sicker and sicker. And she died eventually in 1897 on September the 30th of that illness that was very, very much a maker of saints in the 19th century, called consumption, called tuberculosis, for which there was no cure. She suffered horribly, because there are many things that happen to your body when you have consumption. And so, nevertheless, when she died, what are we going to say? Well, they found, so much so, that her fame grew. Now, the Mother Superior, who happened to be her sister, commanded her, "You need to write your biography, your diary." And she did, and she called it The Story of a Soul, L'Histoire d'une âme. And it's not much, it's about 100 pages. And it's one of the most beautiful, beautiful books that you can possibly ever read. I always remember making fun of one of my friends who was a parishioner who's now gone, hopefully in purgatory. But anyway, it took her like 2 years to read The History of the Soul. I said, "What is wrong with you? You can read it in one day if you want to." And it went like crazy. It's so like fresh hot pancakes or hot donuts at Hot Dunkin' Donuts, or whatever that place is called. And so much so that she was beatified by Pope Pius XI of happy memory. And then in the holy year, she was canonized by Pope Pius XI of holy happy memory, by the same pope. That's not very usual, usually. Usually it takes a long time. But she, since then, has been inspiring countless and countless and countless of Catholics, perhaps others as well, in the love of Christ, because the story of her life is a story of the love of a child for her father and her mother, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Most Holy Mother, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. After Mass and benediction, because we have Holy Hour today, tomorrow is First Friday, very important. This place should be packed. But I guess they want Kamala to be the president. Anyway, I shall bless you with the first class relic of Saint Therese. Not much remains of her. She is not incorrupt. But anyway, there is enough. And I happen to be blessed with a little tiny piece of her body. A first class relic. May Almighty God bless us and continue to bestow many, many miracles upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.